Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Bobrow, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. This evening, we talk about how to make your dream of a business idea come true. How do you get your ideas off the ground so that they go from dream to reality? To help guide and coach us into making our dreams become a reality, I talk with two guests this evening. Mike Lindsay, senior counselor, mentor, co-workshop manager, is currently a franchisee of the Entrepreneur Source Coach, where he is a and franchise placement coach, and he is retired from Bridgestone Firestone, where he was a regional manager and key account executive for more than 20 years. He has owned and managed tire and auto services centers and served as district manager wholesale for 20 years. And Jay Plotnick, senior counselor, mentor, co-workshop manager, who worked for over 30 years in the chemical industry as a manager in logistics and purchasing and marketing. He has previous experience in small family business and franchising and holds a BS in marketing and an MBA. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, how did you get involved in this, Mike Walensky?
In SCORE. When I retired, I was looking for something to do and to help businesses. I was aware of SCORE from an old friend that I had many years ago. And I went down and volunteered, and I know what they did and how they helped people, and I knew I'm going to stay in the area, so that's how I got involved.
And how about you, Jay?
Very similar to what Mike just said. I was looking for volunteer activities. One thing I've always wanted to do that I've enjoyed doing is teaching, and working in the workshops with Mike as well as one-on-one has been very satisfying to me.
You know, I think everybody would like to know, what does SCORE really stand for? Scoring a touchdown?
Originally, although we don't use it now, it was originally created by the Kennedy administration as the Service Corps of Retired Executives, and it was designed through the SBA to help
the SBA is Small Business Administration.
To help small business persons and persons looking to go into small business, and they would use persons that have a lot of experience in business to mentor them, to counsel them, and that's what we do.
You know, and I thought it was very very pertinent to what's going on in today's world, and that's why I've invited the both of you to talk with us on how to take charge of our lives in these very difficult times. People are losing their jobs, they're losing their source of income, and I thought this would be an opportunity to give people hope rather than hopelessness. And I was wondering how many people have many good ideas. They've thought about them, let them go, something they've always thought about doing, selling something, or they have an idea. But how do they make that idea go from an idea into reality, and how does SCORE help?
We can start off, but just to give you a quick background on SCORE that Mike mentioned earlier, was started in the Kennedy administration. There's over 360 chapters throughout the U.S. and about 15,000 members. In the Lehigh Valley, we have about 45 to 50 members of various backgrounds, and we're here to help people go into business by a number of ways. We have workshops, we have roundtables. And we have one-on-one counseling. So if someone has an idea, as you indicated a few minutes ago, we can sit down with that person and try to form that idea into a full business plan so that they can go forth and operate their own business.
So when they come to see you, they don't have to have it completely established in mind?
No, what we ask for them to either call our phone number, which we'll give out later, or go on our web address and ask for a counselor. And they have to fill out some basic information, phone number, website if they have one, or their internet address, and tell us what they're planning to do, at least a couple of sentences. And from there, we'll set the first meeting is kind of a get-to-know-you date, if you will, and to try to form where we're going to go from there for second and third meetings beyond that.
And, Mike, what kind of preparation do they have to have for this meeting? Do they have to have a plan already involved or just an idea? How do you – what do they need to come for this first meeting?
Basically, I would say over 90% don't have that plan. They have this idea. So we work from there, and then – one of the things we, all of the councils recommend is they go to our workshop. It was how to start a business, which Jay and I specifically do the second Saturday of every month, except August, at Lehigh Carbon Community College, Worth Rock Library. And in this three-hour thing, we give them a real overview of what they have to do, some of the research that they have to do, some of the things that they have to consider, because going into business, you need a plan. You absolutely, positively need a plan. We refer to it as a GPS. You'd never find anywhere without a map or a GPS. And you have that plan. You do the research, and then you determine if you're okay to run a business, do you have the finances to run a business, do you have a market for what you're trying to do, and all of the other elements. And by the time you're done, you've got a very, very concrete plan for yourself, so that you know where you're going, why you're going there, and where you'd like to be.
Now, you mentioned that you give workshops the second Saturday of each month, with the exception of August. So that means the next workshop that you'll be giving will be on Saturday, September 8th.
That's correct.
And that's going to be at Lehigh Carbon Community College.
In
Roth Rock Library.
Yes.
At the
Roth Rock Library.
At the Roth Rock Library, and that's in Schnecksville.
Yes, and if you want to attend, you can go on our website and register or call and let us know that you're coming.
And what is the website called?
LVSCORE.org.
LVSCORE.org. And do they have to register in advance, or they can do
yes.
that on the web?
They have to register in advance. There is a small fee for our workshop.
And what's the small fee?
$20.
$20. And the length of time?
It's 9 to 12.
9 to 12. But in those 3 hours' time, if you have an idea, you can possibly get it off the ground and then make an appointment, if you need to, with either Mike or with Jay or with...
One of our other 40 counselors.
Or one of the other 40 counselors.
But we urge people, I don't know how many times during the workshop, to ask for a counselor. There's right. never a charge for a counselor. You can meet with the counselor as often as necessary, either one-on-one, over the phone, or through the Internet, for that matter. We do a lot of counseling back and forth over the Internet. One of the things, as Mike mentioned earlier, about the business plan, we have a very good template on our website that you can pull down, and it walks you through each step of the business plan, what you have to do, how you should organize your management, what should your marketing program should be, how can you compare yourself to your competition, financial plans. There's a lot of spreadsheets on that that you can use to understand your cash flow and how much money you need and what your break-even point is, et cetera.
And tell me, how does one determine whether they have a successful plan?
Well, you go through the research. Now, one of the things I should mention is that one of the things we do every time we have a workshop is we ask participants to rate the workshop. I must tell you that we have a 95% success rate in people's, or plus, people say they learned something very important at this workshop. I don't know how many ended up going into business, but they all say that they learned something very important while they went to this workshop, so it's well worth it.
Yeah, so it's important that if you have an idea, that you think about attending the workshop for $20, but you learn whether or not you have an idea that's worth pursuing. And if you've just turned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is Eleanor Bauer, your host. And this evening I'm talking with Mike Walensky, who is the senior counselor, mentor, co-workshop manager. And we're affiliated with SCORE, and I'm also talking with Jay Plotnick, Senior Counsel, Mentor, and Co-Workshop Manager. And we're learning about how SCORE can help you to create and to implement an idea and go from dream to reality. Mike Walensky, can you tell us an example of somebody who came before you and who had an idea and how they were helped?
One that comes into mind is we had a gentleman who owned a hamburger store, a hamburger place in the Valley, wanted to franchise it. had a big idea about franchising. And when we got to talk to him, or I got to talk to him, we determined that he didn't even have a business plan on the existing business. Well, that would be an issue if you wanted to franchise it, because franchising is transferring a business plan, a replicable, some that you can replicate, to someone else. So I went through the entire process with him of creating a business plan on what he currently did. And he didn't even realize how much work he did, how much he had involved, and things of this nature. So now at the end, he made the decision that he's going to develop his chain locally before he goes into franchising. So we were able to walk him through the process and understand what he has to do, what he should be doing, where he is at this point, and what his future plans should be.
Well, it sounds like you also saved him. You gave him some very fine instruction and allowed him to save some money, because he had to think it through, and that could have been a very costly adventure without the proper planning.
Well, setting up to be a franchisor is an extremely expensive proposition. So, yes, you have to be very well prepared to do that.
Now, most people don't come at the very beginning when they come to SCORE. How do they make an appointment with you? How do they set up an appointment with you?
Go ahead, Jay.
I would say they can either call our phone number, 610-266-3000, or go online to our website, lvscore.org, and just ask for an appointment on that site, ask for a counselor. You're correct. Some people come to us, unfortunately, at the 11th hour and say, I'm about to declare bankruptcy. Now what can I do? And there's usually not much we can help them at that point. So, but we have people that are in business that want to have a specific issue, a family transition, a death in one of the partners. We can certainly help people with that. But we prefer people come to us at the beginning rather than at the middle or toward the end.
And, Jay, when you say the beginning, what is your concept of a beginning?
The beginning, I don't know, it's a chicken or egg type of thing, I guess, but the beginning is when I first have that concept. You know, I'm thinking about this type of business, that I've got an idea, and that way we can develop it out. We can develop it out, you know, what's the competition? How much money do you need to go into this? Do you need an accountant? Do you need a lawyer? From A to Z.
So what you're saying is when you have an idea, in order to make it come into fruition, you really need to think this out very thoroughly. And you gave a very good analogy before, Mike Valenci, that it's like having a GPS.
Right.
So first you want to know where you're going.
Right.
But in this case, you also know what you're getting involved in and how much to pack in the car, how much gas you're going to need, and all those particulars so that you can create an idea that goes from concept to successful completion.
One of the things we tell our people in this workshop, we're not here to create stop signs on this journey. There may be detours because you'll find out that maybe the market isn't what it is, or you need more money, or all of these things are detours that you're going to think out and work around, just like you would on going to here to there. But we're not here to create stop signs. The decision is always yours. So we help you go through these detours.
And we're going to talk more about how SCORE can help you to create an idea and go from an idea to successful completion when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. Any condition is accepted. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Barbro, your host. And this evening you're talking about how do you make your dream of a business idea or a concept come true? How do you get ideas off the ground so that they go from dream to reality? And I'm talking this evening with Mike Valenci, Senior Counselor, Mentor, and Co-Workshop Manager for SCORE. And I'm also talking with Jay Plotnick, Senior Counselor and Mentor and Co-Workshop Manager for SCORE. and who has spent over 30 years in the chemical industry as a manager in logistics, purchasing, and marketing. Before we go further, tell us what SCORE really stands for again.
Well, it originally stood for Service Corps Retired Executive, but what we stand for is the helping people who want to go into business or in business work on their business in a business plan to make it more successful or to bring the idea to fruition.
Well, let's talk about some specific examples. I heard recently of a couple who wanted to reestablish a restaurant business, mm-hmm. and they went in, and it was a well-known restaurant in the area, and they were in business for 6 months and folded. What happens there, and what do people really need to understand when they try to attempt to go into business?
Well, typically what happens is that they don't do the business plan. Again, you got to go right back to ground zero as if the place didn't exist, and you have to find out what the traction is, what your product is, what your service is, does somebody really need it? All of these things. I actually bought a business one time that was very, very more successful 30 years prior. I was in the tire and auto service business, and it was in a neighborhood, but the industry had changed. We needed to put stores near where they worked first, where they shopped second, where they lived third, and I was where they lived. So I had to work very hard to bring business, and I ended up doing a lot of commercial business, to bring that to my neighborhood location, which was good 30 years prior, but not so good then. So that's the kind of thing that you got to understand and know, and if you do a business plan from beginning to end to find that out.
What is it? So tell us what a business plan consists of so that we know, perhaps if some people are listening and thinking, well, what do I need to know about a business plan so that I can come before you and you can give me some help? Jay?
Yeah, well, first you want to know what service or product are you going to sell? What is your management structure going to be? What is your business structure going to be? How are you going to advertise, whether that's radio or TV or newspapers or the internet? What is your competition? You must rate yourself to your competition. And then you must develop a financial plan. How much do you need for startup expense? How much do you need each month? When do your bills come in? What's your cash flow going to be? And that's kind of the basic business plan. On top of the plan, you also need a team of advisors. You may need an insurance person. You may need an attorney. You certainly will need an accountant at a minimum. And you may need some marketing or internet people as well.
One other thing I may enter. People make a mistake and they first don't understand, is your product service even useful? Is it an advantage? Do you have an advantage over your competitor? If you're just like them, pretty much almost all businesses have competitors. So you've got to be different. You've got to have a unique selling position. And most people don't think that out. Okay? Financially, you've got to have enough strength to go through the process of you building your business, because it's not going to make money right off the bat. So you have to personally take care of yourself and all of your thing and determine what your daily nut is. What basically, how much money do you need in your business without doing any business? That's your basic nut.
So how much money do you need to survive
right.
on a daily basis?
If you did no business, how much did the building and all of those elements cost you? And then you say, that's your nut. Then I've got to do so much business. Is there a market? Is there a place in the market for me? And do people want what I have?
You also need to understand your own strengths and weaknesses.
That's
because
correct.
Once you go into business, you're going to be the manager. You're going to be the technician. You're going to be the administrator. And if you're probably not good at all those things, so you either have to have people to help you with those or you have to outsource some of those. And you have to understand those strengths and weaknesses.
Now, does SCORE help with that?
Absolutely.
And what way does SCORE help with, let's say, getting other people to advise in the financial or the insurance or the legal? How does SCORE come in there?
Well, we work with the client from beginning to end, whether they have an idea or whether they've got a business plan or whatever. We do have counselors, like Jason mentioned, about 45 with different expertise. If you would ask me something about international trade, we would find a mentor somewhere in our chapter or somewhere in the region that we could help you with that would know about that. So between your particular counselor, mentor, and the pool of people we have in the background, we could help you with the detail. But we're never going to do the work for you. We're going to guide. We're going to counsel. if we would, a counselor doesn't get paid,
right,
and we don't get paid, a consultant gets paid, but we would help you and guide you and coach you, which is a word you used initially,
yes,
through the process.
We also will suggest lawyers or accountants. We don't want to give referrals to get into that, but we will give you suggestions. We do have some sponsors ourselves, since we're a volunteer organization.
So you make you have people available who would be able to act as mentors in their field.
That's correct.
Who give service to the to SCORE, and whom you can call upon.
Right, and also as Mike said earlier, we will refer from ourselves to another SCORE mentor. So if one SCORE mentor can't help you in a particular area, we'll refer you to someone else, or even to national SCORE.
So if you were to ask for franchise, and evidently eventually you're going to end up with me because another counsel would refer him to me because that's what I do.
Right. Well, let's give an example. Can you give us an example of somebody who came to you with an idea and was struggling because they were so committed to the idea, but they weren't able to kind of get it off the ground? How do they make an appointment with you? Do they call SCORE at 610-266-3000 and say, I'd like to come before, I'd like to have a mentor? How do they go about the whole setting up the whole situation?
Well, they either call or they go online and ask for a mentor with a brief description of what they want. Then we will assign a counselor to them,
uh-huh,
who will work through the whole process, how far it goes, regardless of how far it goes.
Can you
and to continue through the success, even if they open the business, we will stay a mentor as they operate their business.
Yeah, we will try to set the meeting up in our home office, which is at the Lehigh Valley Economic Development Council office, 2158 Avenue C, Suite 200. However, we also will meet people at wherever, McDonald's, Panera Bread, or whatever, on off hours, uh-huh, if necessary, if our hours aren't convenient.
Give us an example of somebody who came to you for mentorship.
Okay.
Okay.
I have an existing business, a husband and wife are in a house cleaning business, and they were not doing well. So I found out they also didn't have a business plan. They had a franchise, by the way, but they didn't have a business plan. So I walked them back to ground zero and developed an entire business plan. And we ended up determining at the end that the problem was that they didn't have enough business. They had two crews working, but two crews was not enough to make money.
Ah.
So we developed a plan to get three crews working, four crews, five crews, six crews, where they could make money. And they identified that if they stayed this way, they would never make money. They were just couldn't do it. They didn't realize that. Because we took them back to basics with a business plan, made them go through the process of thinking it out, then they determined that.
And the business plan consists again of, Mike, what does the business plan consist of?
All these elements, roadmap, should you be in business, your financial, define your customer, define your market, define the demographics, define what the customer wants, define what they need, define how you get to them, how do you find them, advertising, promotion, social media, whatever, define how to keep them, define how they're to be treated, the business culture, how your customers to be treated, define all of these things, and then define all of the different elements, your cash flow, how much money you need on a daily basis, your daily notice they talk to. All of that's in the basic plan. Again, always first for you. The plan is always for you. And in the corporate world, Jay and I came from the corporate world, we did this every year. And we did it because we knew we had to think about our business every year.
So what you're saying is, and I both Mike and Jay agree upon this, is that it was not, you didn't make up a business plan once and done, but you evaluated that business plan every single year to make sure that you were on target and what needed to be reevaluated.
And I had a bunch of people working for me. They had to do their own individual business plan. I wanted them to think about what they were going to do next year, what their customers were going to do, and how we got more business out of them.
Well, not only that, but your competition changes every year.
Right.
Your suppliers may change every year, and the market changes every year.
Now, tell us again, there's going to be a workshop in, not in August, but in September 8th. from 9 to 12, is it?
That's correct.
9 to 12, and it's going to be held at the
Lehigh Carbon Community College, Schnecksville, PA.
And if people wanted to attend that, they would have to pay $20?
That's correct.
And this conference will, workshop rather, will help them develop business plans and what else?
Well, help them think about their concept, think about their idea, and go through the process of researching and to determine if they want to go forward and how they should go forward.
And understand a little bit, we do touch on other areas such as licensing requirements, regulatory requirements, management, partnerships, and different ways of going into business.
We do also, from time to time, have guests. We've had a representative from SBA.
Small Business Association.
Small Business Association, right? Attend these workshops to help. We've had lawyers attend the workshops. So we try to give them a very comprehensive overlook of what they need to be doing.
Well, so it's really very important, and that you can be contacted at 610-266-3000, and the website, Mike, is
LVSCOOR.org. I also wanted to quickly mention we also have roundtables where we discuss specific business issues. You can find those on the website as well.
And they are free?
Those are free.
And do they need
those? We're moving them to various places around the Lehigh Valley. They're usually breakfast meetings. One other thing I might add, if people want to join SCOOR, if they're retired business people or in business people, please get in touch with us as well. We're always looking for more volunteers.
Excellent. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and HD.